This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSFAM.com, AVSFAM.com.
You know, I'm the kind of guy that needs the latest gadget or wants the latest model of anything and everything. And that same technolust mirrors my desire to see young players brought up to the big NHL show ASAP. I've always been a big fan of letting the young talent come up and test their skills against legit NHL players. But what if I'm wrong? I might be wrong. It's possible. But after hearing a few opinions from some other people who are legit NHL people, including Bob McKenzie and his podcast, which you should check out, The Bobcast, now I'm starting to think that a player who has a lot of success in his career before he hits the NHL can't help but assume that he's going to have that same success when he hits the NHL. And for some freaks of nature, some phenoms like Austin Matthews, Connor McDavid, and Sidney Crosby, they do carry that same success with them, and often with crappy teams to start with, but they're not the average human. These are very special guys, the elite of the elite in a league of the best players in the world. For the, air quotes, average elite player, it can go exactly the opposite way. Great players can be put into the fire way too soon. They can lose that most vital ingredient of any skill set, the confidence to use it. Think Yakupov or Burton in here, all the skills in the world, but they didn't think the game quick enough and they failed to launch because of it. They were put into the fire too soon and they got burned, to the point where they may not recover and become the player that they could have been. They were beat down by players who have better hockey senses and quicker thought cycles. But what if players like that had spent just a little bit more time in the minors? What if they were transitioned better and had time to learn the NHL system before they were dropped into the NHL system? And while we're asking a lot of questions here, what if they could face adversity in your league where it wasn't such a big deal to fail, where you could fail forward and become a better player for it instead of fail on the biggest stage in the world in front of a team that is the hardest to get on, the NHL roster? What if they had coaches assigned to them specifically to get them ready mentally and physically for the big show? These are the kind of questions that have me thinking that maybe I was wrong. Maybe bringing a young player up and throwing him into the fire right away is a bad idea. I mean, they can get burnt to the point where they don't recover, like I said before. I think what we need is for these players to find their comfort zone and then get as far out of them as possible and fill the gaps in their game. It might be mental, it might be muscle, but we need to expose their weaknesses and turn those into strengths. The existing strengths that got them to the show aren't going away. Those are going to be around for a while. Those are ingrained in the fabric of their very being. But every player has a weakness, and teams will expose that weakness sooner or later. You can come in and dominate one year, and the next year they've got you figured out and they know how to deal with you, which means that you can't stop and you can't rely on the things that got you there. Getting to the NHL may have accomplished your dream, but staying there, well, that's your job, and that's something you have to work on every single year, and you have to continue to get better by getting out of that comfort zone. The more that a player can improve before he actually hits the NHL and be ready for it, the less likely he is to have the failure to launch once he hits the NHL. So would that be worth waiting a season to develop? If giving the talent an next year to develop adds quality, time, and effectiveness to their NHL career, then hell yes, it's worth it. If we take our time with these players and we develop them the right way, they're going to last longer and they're going to be good players for a lot longer. And guys like me just need to get over it. That said, I'm not truly reformed. If we end up with Nolan Patrick and he's ready to play in the big show, bring that kid along. But at the first sign of him not thriving, we need to take him back down and we need to build him up. Same thing for Jost or anybody else who's coming along. If they're truly ready, and these guys would know if they're ready, they make a living on knowing if players are ready, bring them up to the show and let them play. But as soon as they start to decline, take them back down, build them up, and bring them back when they're ready. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AVSFAM.com, who has a lot of cool stuff going on right now and some micro runs. It means a lot more designs coming your way. Keep an eye on that stuff. www.avsfam.com. If you like this podcast, tell your friends about it and then go subscribe at ColoradoHockey.com. Search for the button that says get on iTunes or just go to iTunes and search for Colorado Hockey. Either way, it'll be in your pocket, ready for you when you're ready to listen to it. Stay awesome.